Millennia ago, before the first dynasty of ancient Kemet, before the first demigod pharaohs or the nomadic Egyptians, in the time of stone and iron forged with blood, there reigned a grand king. His mighty spirit and flowing charisma attracted many from every land they came. Like celestial moss to a flame, they came and were prosperous. One particularly dark and dank night, his slumber was interrupted by a disturbing vision. In a collage of death and depravity, he saw his people oppressed, suppressed, for what seemed like an eternity. He awoke from his meditation and immediately ascended to the tower above his chambers, where in the blink of an eye, the king miraculously sends his identity to the brightest star he sees. He imprinted in this celestial body his essence, his intention, until such a day when one is born of a fiery heart and blood that boils for justice. The king returned to his chambers, and that night, the village was raided.